Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The end of the day. And I do think, Gavin, like, if your wife started, like, dressing real skanky.
Okay?
Let's say she wanted to do the low-rise Britney jeans and the side of a thong coming out so you could see the back going into her jeans and crop tops.
Right.
You would be horrified, and you would be, and if you said to her, I don't like that you're dressing this way, and she said, I don't care, I feel like that would make you unhappy.
But at the end of the day, she's allowed to do whatever she wants.
But we're not talking about allowed.
But hold on a second, though. You keep saying take into consideration. What if you do, and you still want to do what you want to do?
Well,
taking something into consideration, but then riding roughshod over that person is not an equal partnership.
When this woman, like, on a whim, that's the other thing, is like, if you are making a drastic change to your appearance on a whim,
Yeah. Maybe
it is a good idea to talk it through with your partner, because maybe you're making some extreme decisions too fast. But was there not maybe an in-between where she could, like, have short hair, but maybe it wasn't all the way shaved off?
Jeremiah, good morning.
Hey, wake-up call. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing
good.
Great.
How are you?
All right. So what do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm kind of with Katie right there at the end of what she said. Something on a whim, I feel like, is especially to the extent that this lady did where you know, she cut it all the way off, I feel was a bit excessive. And in a way, I can kind of understand where the husband's coming from and what he's saying by the whole, you know, without the, that you got to still feel attractive to each other. And, you know, I can understand him sitting there saying, well, this is no longer attractive. I mean, is he right for wanting the divorce? Absolutely not. But I can understand where his side's coming from. I mean, my wife will sit there, I want to grow out my mullet again. She's like, no, no.
Thanks so much for calling. I mean, I have tattoos, and my wife doesn't like tattoos, but I wanted tattoos.
Well, you are also somebody that will get new tattoos and not tell her till it's already done.
Well, I don't understand what the point is, because it's like, it's not like I'm going to get like a swastika tattooed. Like, I'm going to get something tattooed that I really want, and it's like, I want a tattoo, and it's my body. I'm allowed to do what I want.
You have to stop using the word allowed. Nobody is saying it's not allowed.
It's interesting we've got guys calling. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is your take on this?
I think she was just going for shock factor, and like you said, going all viral. I think anyone who makes a big change like that, like, why wouldn't you have a conversation with your partner at the very least? And she just... him being upset the way he was wrong for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, how are you not gonna say something to me? You know, like that is what I think is messy, and I think that says something about their relationship more than anything.
Yeah, I think in most situations, thanks for the call, people probably do have conversations about it.
Well, probably. I think in a healthy relationship you would. Like, there are lots of things about the things that this woman is saying that lead me to believe this is not a healthy relationship. When she says, and those are his feelings, and that's fine.
Right.
It's like, okay, we are not painting the picture of a healthy relationship here.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a woman who went viral because her husband lost his mind, apparently, over her getting a buzz cut and not telling him. Selena, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your take on this?
Well, as somebody who's been with someone since I was a teenager, I mean, I've been with my husband since we were 17. I've done drastic things. I do think that, like you guys said, it's it's definitely a conversation for consideration, but at the end of the day, it's their choice, their body. I feel like if you're doing it on a whim, like you guys said, that is something that probably should be talked about, because you don't just wake up and decide, I want to be bald, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You want to say, hey, you know, I think I might want to cut my hair today. Like, you know, that's all good. And whether they say yes or no, that's a different story. But if you're deciding, okay, I want to cut my hair and be bald and then, surprise, I understand his upset, like other people said, you know, and I think maybe he overreacted. A divorce is not something you just say, okay, well, your hair's cut, I want a divorce.
Of
you
course.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as consideration for appearance, tattoos, your hair, things that all can be, you know, done to your own body, fine. Communication, sure, consideration, absolutely. But at the end of the day, like, medically is really, I think, in a marriage, the only thing that you should be discussing major things, right? Like, those are things that affect both of you.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Yeah,
that's, you know what?
You know?
That's a really good way to put it. Like, things that affect both of you really affect, like, the guy's like, what are people going to think? Who? They're not going to think anything. They're going
right.
to think,
who cares?
They're going to think, wow, look at her. She can wear a hat without getting hat. That's what they're going to think. Like,
right. Or they're going to think she's crazy. I mean,
right. If you lose attractiveness over a haircut, that's pretty shallow attractiveness. Like,
right. You love me in
but
my
see,
entirety.
But the thing for me is it's not about whether the attraction part of it completely. It's about the consideration of wanting your partner to stay attracted to you.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not attracted to me because of a haircut I got,
but Kevin,
you weren't really attracted to me.
You know that there are things that you either like it or you don't like it. If
right.
I started getting tattoos all over my body,
yeah.
D'Lo would not be attracted to that. So, but and he can't change that. That's just his preference.
I guess.
So if I started doing that, knowing that is something that he does not find attractive, that is me kind of saying, I don't really give an S what you think.
And that is not
a good partnership to me.
And I think that that's okay. If there's something that on your body that you want to do, I think that's okay. But anyway, keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065. But unfortunately, we've run out of time, well over time for this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.